Now, there are fewer things in life as beneficial to the body and spirit as immersing ourselves in the natural world. Whether it's a brisk hike into the hills, kicking back and watching the sun going down, or chancing a quick jump into the sea. Dipping into nature is physically and mentally reviving, accessible to people of all ages and abilities, and enjoyed universally across all cultures. The benefits can be even greater still when instead of simply moving through the natural world, that we instead try to slow down or even stop and really open our senses to the environment around us. Born out of the corporate culture of 1980s Japan, where distressed city dwellers were taking into the woods to connect with nature, forest bathing is a practice of surrounding oneself with the beauty and healing energy of the natural world. Shirley Gleason is a nature and well-being consultant and runs forest bathing walks through native woodland like that in Knocksink in County Wicklow, where John Bella Riley joined in on a session led by Shirley.
So if you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes, but you can always keep your eyes open, okay? So we're surrounded here by the most beautiful nature. We have the river behind us, and we've got the beautiful trees all around us with the moss and the ferns. So we're not separate from nature, we're part of nature. We eat food from the soil, from the earth. We drink water from the rivers and from the clouds. So we're part of nature. When we breathe in, the trees give us oxygen. So it's really important to understand that we're not separated from it. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll do a little kind of meditation, a nature meditation. We'll just walk down here. So if you wanted to pick up anything, again, just respecting nature, even some wet leaves, just to really scrunch it up and just inhale it, just through your nose and your mouth, just to see what the forest actually smells like. Oh, wow. Such rich dampness. Fantastic. Let's see.
Wow, yeah.
It's quite strong.
It is actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Much more so than I would have thought.
So the key is to really scrunch it up. Maybe just open your mouth slightly, your nose, and just really inhale it. Move it around a little bit, and you can really smell the forest.
Participants opening their senses there on a forest bathing walk through Knocksink Woods in County Wicklow, along with inhaling the scents of the forest, listening to the wind in the trees, and touching the textures of the tree bark, participants are also invited into a circle to share their experience.
I came along today because I'm hoping to introduce forest bathing with my colleagues in the Irish National Heritage Park and to embrace what we have on our doorstep, which is a 40-acre primarily heritage but a lot of woodland park. So I'm here today to learn more about it and hopefully be able to develop it.
I write a bit of poetry, so I just kind of thought actually forest bathing is a great way to just become deeper in the connection and maybe see where it goes in myself. And then I work in mental health, so we do walks and people love it, but actually I suppose it's even to support people to become even more connected with the walk that they're on and see how it can help their mental health.
My name is Anthony. I'm chairperson of the Irish Wood Producers. I'm based in Wexford. I'm a farmer, wood owner, and stress has become a serious issue within the farming circles. So I'm here to see what Shirley can do today and see is there potential to operate in Wexford and do something. Thank you.
Nature is kind of like my role model that I aspire to, especially trees. I feel like that actually, because they're kind of, I'm saying solid, but they sway. I feel like that actually, when I feel I'm losing ground a bit, become a bit ungrounded actually, I like to look at one and kind of go, you know, it reminds me to come back. Eventually, maybe not straight away, but I feel like. So it's kind of like my trees are my role model.
One of the reasons I came across this practice was when I worked in social work, it was highly stressful. And I didn't realise that I was doing it at the time, but every year I would try and take a month out and I'd go to the furthest place on the planet. I'd go to the middle of nowhere in Alaska, I'd go to the Okavango Delta in Botswana, I'd go to the Kalahari, I'd go to Yellowstone. And I just didn't want to be around people, I just wanted to be in nature. And I didn't realise that what I was doing was I was restoring myself, everything. I was restoring hope and wonder and restoring my body. And it was only later I made the connection that that's what it was doing.
Shirley, you mentioned there when your work as a social worker got a bit stressful that tapping into nature could have a restorative effect. And what about your clients? Could they too find nature to be healing at a difficult time?
Yeah, so I worked in social work for about 20 years. I would have worked in mental health with adults and children and child protection. I worked in cancer care. So all over the country, private and public health systems. And I always found that some people, nature, they got such solace from nature in times of great distress. So they talk about having a favourite place they'd go in nature, you know, whether it was a bench they'd sit at by the sea, whether it was a walk in the woods by themselves, whether it was to sit in their garden, whether it was a specific tree that they were connected to. And they spoke about how nature really helped and supported them in the time that they needed it. Social work is person, is an environment. That's the definition of social work. You work with people in their environment, but the natural environment was always missing from the social work systems in Ireland. So that's why I branched out into this area, because I felt that there was a need to look at how nature and the environment and people can connect and support each other.
So tell us, just a short definition, what is forest bathing?
Okay, so forest bathing developed in Japan in the 1980s. It's basically to bathe your senses in nature. That's the literal translation, to bathe the five senses in nature.
Are some forests more therapeutic than others? Or what types of qualities do you look for in an ideal forest for forest bathing?
So that's a really important question, because there's a lot of research being done now, especially in Europe. So for us, where it's rich in biodiversity, where it's mixed woodland, you know, they're not all planted forest. Where there's presence of running water is very therapeutic. A lot of research has shown that. Where there's looped flat trails that's accessible for people with mobility issues, where there's a natural soundscape, you know, so there's not a lot of cars, a lot of air traffic, but also certain trees are higher in the monoterpenes, the phytoncides, which is a chemical compound the trees give off. And that's what the research in Japan have looked at, that helps lower the cortisol levels, the stress levels in people's bodies.
Shirley, you guide people through the forest in a slow and meditative manner. Is forest bathing a form of meditation?
It is a form of mindfulness, a natural mindfulness. But it's different than the traditional mindfulness that focuses a lot on the breathing and focuses a lot on the internal process. The purpose of it really is to get strengthen the connection with nature. So it's not about figuring out about your thoughts and focusing on that. It's about making the connection to nature through the senses.
This morning you've been inviting people out here in the forest to listen to the sounds of the woods, to touch the trees, to feel the air on their skin. So the sensory experience is a big part of forest bathing.
It is. The reason is to get people out of their heads and into their bodies, because we spend a lot of time worrying about things in our heads, and how we get into our body is through the senses, the five senses. So that helps calm everything down.
Another aspect is that you invite participants to share their experience in the circle.
Yes, it's a social experience for people, because often people might spend a lot of time in nature by themselves and they don't share their experience. So what we know in modern day society, especially in Ireland, is that people are very disconnected from each other. So what we're trying to do is kind of build a sense of bonding in the group and build that social connection piece. But also for people who are isolated, forest bathing is a really important practice, because they come and they can share their experiences and they can be heard.
Are there plans to open dedicated healing forests in Ireland?
We're working towards that. I mean, it could take years, but in other parts of Europe, in Spain, they have specific trails. In Germany, they have specific trails. In Japan, they have trails. So I would really love to see that, because what I know is if there's a lot of dogs on the trail, it can put people off. If there's mountain bikers on the trail, it mightn't be suitable for people to really slow down. I would love to see that happen. There is one private forest that's working towards healing forest status, but that's at the beginning. But for me, I would love to see the public forest trails being developed.
The walk usually ends with a tea ceremony. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
So we usually forage plants along the way, except if it's in a national park where we're not allowed to forage. So just again, respecting the environment. So we might use nettle, dandelion, if there was blackberries, wood sorrel, different things we can use in nature, and we would put into the tea so they can taste. That's the last of the five senses, that they can bring the forest into their bodies through their taste.
Fantastic. Great talking to you this morning, Shirley. Really enjoyed my first forest bathing experience.
Oh, and thanks so much, Don, for coming along and trying it. We really appreciate it, trying to get the word out about the importance of forests for health and to protect forests as well.
And more details can be found on the website rte.ie/Mooney.